Now, one of those great joys of Christmas, Brussels sprouts, which I think people have very strong feelings about one way or the other. How about you guys in the studio? How are you going to cook your sprouts at Christmas? Or are you going to have any?
I love Brussels sprouts.
I think we probably will have them, and I hope that my mum might steam them or cook them in the microwave.
And then supply gas masks afterwards.
I actually tried curried sprouts the other day, and they were really good.
That's adding insult to injury.
No, they're really nice.
You've
I can really recommend curried Brussels sprouts. It's a little known fact. Anyway, we've had an email from Heather Coleman, who said she's worked out that the best taste and texture for Brussels sprouts is to steam them for 10.5 minutes, and 8 minutes if you're doing broccoli. That's something else. Anyway, and this leaves them both properly cooked but not soggy. But she's interested in how steaming rates nutritionally versus boiling. So which way of cooking do you think will have the best outcome for the healthiness of your sprouts? We are sent out, Ben, to find out.
Christmas is a time of many traditions, and one of these is, of course, your Christmas dinner. And a Christmas dinner wouldn't be a true Christmas dinner without Brussels sprouts. Love them or hate them, they're almost always there on your plate come Christmas, and you have to eat one or two. But if you are going to eat sprouts, what's the best way to cook them and still keep all of their nutritional value? I went to the Medical Research Council's Human Nutrition Research Labs in Cambridge and met up with Kate Guberg, who set up an experiment to help us find out.
I divided the sprouts into five different groups: frozen sprouts, raw sprouts, boiled sprouts, microwave sprouts, and steam sprouts. And they were then homogenised in acid to preserve any vitamin C that was remaining.
So why are we looking for the amount of vitamin C in these sprouts?
Obviously, cooking anything that you do to the Brussels sprout will actually affect the amount of vitamins in that vegetable. And we really want to see what's left after various ways of cooking them.
And can you consider the same thing for other vitamins, or will this only show us for vitamin C?
All the other water-soluble vitamins will be affected in a similar way by the leaching of the water when you cook them. They'll be lost into the water as well. So it'll give us an idea of perhaps what's left of the other vitamins.
So what's the next step now, then?
I'm going to react it with various chemicals to give a fluorescent colour, which we can measure to give an idea of the amount of vitamin C that's still left in the vegetables themselves.
So you mix in chemicals that will make vitamin C glow, effectively, and by recording quite how bright the glow is, that shows you how much vitamin C is left.
That's right. We also have various amounts that we know of vitamin C, and we can compare the amount of glowing that we get with the known amount, and that will give us an absolute figure that we can use to calculate the vitamin C levels.
Well, while we wait to find out how much vitamin C is in our different types of sprouts, I've met up with Tony Steer, who works here at the MRC Human Nutrition Unit. So, Tony, it's Christmas time, traditionally a time to be stuffing our faces with rich, fatty foods. But what can people do to avoid poor nutrition at Christmas?
Look, the reality is Christmas Day is a once-off. It happens once a year, and really, it's time to enjoy yourself and have a great day. I think the problem happens when Christmas Day turns into a whole month, and one of the big culprits here is the buffet.
But buffets are very popular at office Christmas parties and that sort of thing, so what's the problem with a buffet?
If you imagine walking into a room with a buffet table and it has just nothing but cheese sandwiches on, how many cheese sandwiches would you really eat? Probably not very many. Now you imagine the same room again. You go in and the buffet table is covered with a whole variety of foods. Your sausage rolls, mince pies, crisps, nuts, biscuits. Now imagine how much you would eat.
I think I'd fill my plate a couple of times with that sort of choice.
Absolutely. And so the more variety you have, the more likely you are to eat too much. So remember, if you're going to a party, it's a social situation. You're there to have a really good chat with your friends. So make sure probably you do more talking than eating.
So now we have our sprout results back. We can see what difference it makes with the different cooking mechanisms. So what have we actually found?
Well, I mean, there's no real surprises. We can see that cooking sprouts, no matter what method you do, does actually result in a loss of vitamin C. Broiling the sprouts, actually, we lost up to 60% of the vitamin C. And that's really gone into the water. The water you throw away down your sink contains the vitamin C that you could have had in your body. The steaming, we saw a loss of still 40%. And microwaving, we had very similar results.
So any form of cooking Brussels sprouts seems to reduce the amount of vitamin C in there quite a lot. But you said you also got some fresh ones and froze them. What difference does it make to freeze them?
Well, actually, I was quite surprised. The frozen Brussels sprouts actually showed a loss of about 30% on vitamin C. So obviously, if you then go on to cook those Brussels sprouts, you're going to see even more of a loss. So I think the message is that the best is fresh.
So by the looks of it, the best way to get lots of vitamin C is to eat raw sprouts. But maybe we should just give up on sprouts and eat oranges. They're rich in vitamin C, aren't they?
Well, actually, I mean, it's funny, but Brussels sprouts actually are very rich in vitamin C, more so than oranges. They actually contain more vitamin C than oranges. And even with the loss of vitamin C in cooking, a portion of Brussels sprouts is going a long way to fulfilling your daily requirement, which is 40 milligrams per day. So I think the message is that no matter how you cook them, they are still worth eating. And it's definitely worth trying to get your children to eat Brussels sprouts, even if they only manage the odd one or two.
So, sprouts are packed full of goodness, and would you believe they would fend off scurvy better than an orange? And to maximise the nutrition, you need to steam them or microwave them, and that's fresh sprouts, because freezing them, and this goes for any fruit or vegetable, actually causes ice crystals to form, which breaks down the cells and really cuts down on the nutrients that you're going to get. Except when the vegetables are frozen in factories, they've frozen very, very quickly, which means that the ice crystals are really tiny. The quicker you freeze things, the smaller the ice crystals, and so they really don't do much damage. So you're still kind of keeping quite a bit of that nutrition in there.
It is the Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave, Helen and Kat. It's our Christmas special, and coming up shortly we'll be finding out where a magnet gets its sticking power from, and we'll also be finding out the results and the reasons why you're seeing either your bread landing butter side up or butter side down. Are you doing the experiment, and what are your results? Tell us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris, Kat, Helen and Dave, a full house today.